Hey guys, today we are kicking back and talking about Antifa and Trump declaring Antifa a terrorist organization. Very quickly before we get started, I'd just like to remind you guys to like and subscribe down below if you haven't already, and follow all of our social medias listed below. Thanks, now let's get into this. On March 31st, President Donald Trump tweeted, "The United States of America will be designating Antifa as a terrorist organization." This caused Twitter to flood with hashtags, backlash from statements from leftists, and even individuals using the hashtag #IAmAntifa. But does anyone really know what Antifa is? Antifa's name comes from a 1930s German political movement whose name I cannot pronounce in German. However, it roughly translates to anti-fascist action. The combination of anti-fascist shortens to Antifa, which is the group's name today. And historically, this group opposed Mussolini's fascist actions and his fascist party, and also inspired the groups of today, even though there is no direct correlation between Antifa and this anti-fascist action. Antifa's flag and logo are highly inspired off of the German movement's logo, with the two flags in the middle to mean anarchism, which is the black flag, and communism, which is the red flag. The ideology behind this group is very anti-authoritarian and anti-capitalist, most of them having an ideology along the lines of anarchism or communism to what we see more commonly, socialism. But what does Antifa do today? Antifa isn't a set organization, rather it is a accumulation of a bunch of smaller leftist groups. Antifa as a whole, however, often trades peaceful revolution tactics such as voting, campaigning, etc. for what they call direct action, which is stated by Antifa members as physically confronting and defending against fascists, disrupting white supremacy rallies, including by force, and publicly identifying white supremacists and getting them evicted from their apartments and fired from their jobs. Individuals involved in Antifa believe that violence is the only way to drive out white supremacy and fascism. They are known for their "it's okay to punch a Nazi" stance, but who exactly are these people they are combating? Antifa works to identify Nazis, white supremacists, and fascists. However, since 2016, this global movement has started identifying anyone who doesn't agree with them to be a fascist. Individuals get 100% say over who they go after without any proof needed of their allegations. Most of the time, in fact, things are made up about a popular individual to get Antifa to go after them. Antifa also uses guilt by association tactics. So, for example, if you know a person who knows a person who knows a person who knows a person, so on and so forth, you are just as guilty of being a white supremacist in their eyes as the original person they were going after, regardless of your political affiliation or views. So why is Antifa only getting attention now? Antifa is probably most known in the media as of late for a few events, one being the Charlottesville riots over the historical statues commemorating the Civil War.
Of Robert E. Lee from a city park. Now, during that rally, the police moved back from the center of the park and the thousands of protesters gathered there got pretty violent. They were lobbing water bottles at one another. They were dispensing tear gas. And by they, I mean the demonstrators, not the police. They were also dispensing pepper spray and knocking over some of the trash cans and newspaper dispensers in the park. So eventually the police came to clear them out of the park, pushed them onto the streets, and it's when the counter protesters were on the streets that we saw that deadly hit and run that injured 19 people and killed one woman. Now,
Antifa showed up to head off against white supremacists who were there protecting the statue. For those of you who don't know, this is the riots where Trump said that there were good people on both sides, talking about the individuals just there to debate the historical preservation and not actually engaging in racist or violent behavior, obviously. Unfortunately, though, Antifa and the white supremacists quickly became violent with each other, and it resulted in at least 3 deaths. Another event Antifa is known for is the milkshaking of Seattle reporter Andy Ngo.
Yo!
Andy Ngo is a moderate reporter who was following an Antifa protest that day and taking photos and videos. Then somebody in the crowd recognizes Andy Ngo and doxes him as a conservative reporter. It is at that time a milkshake mixed with cement is thrown at Noe's head. A bunch of Antifa members quickly surround Noe and begin to beat him up, the whole thing being documented by Noe at the time. He begins to beg the police for assistance, to which they do not engage. And Noe ended up in the hospital with a brain bleed later that day and ended up in critical condition for quite some time. His GoPro camera was also stolen that day. And the most recent event Antifa is known for are for the current Black Lives Matter protests. Many videos have been surfacing on Twitter of peaceful protesters yelling at and videotaping Antifa members as they loot and destroy businesses.
Black Lives Matter Utah did not hold a protest yesterday. We did not hold or plan a protest yesterday. The narrative around this is disturbing. We have seen the damage in Salt Lake City. We have heard people blaming us for that damage. We have not seen people care about black lives as much as they care about damage to buildings. On the other hand, we saw a crowd of thousands of people yesterday. We have not seen those thousands of people attend our police reform meetings. If your activism only consists of destruction and not building, that is not activism. That is also not what this movement is about. This movement, the Black Lives Matter movement, has never been about inciting violence and destroying property. This movement has always been about fighting against police violence and fighting for black lives. And when we say that black lives matter, we are not saying that our lives matter more or the most. We are saying that our lives matter because they do.
Antifa has infiltrated these peaceful protests and turned them into victims of their direct action plot. And unfortunately, this has already resulted in several deaths. It is because of these events that Trump had declared Antifa a terrorist organization. And we will be back after this quick ad break with our opinions on this. Now for the question everyone has been waiting for. Should Antifa be declared a terrorist organization? Regardless of your views on President Trump, it is clear that Antifa is a bad organization. Wherever they go, death seems to follow. I've had my own experiences with Antifa on college campuses, as they sent me several death threats after a video of me went viral.
It is not called for the firing of professors. In 36, we
And during the May 1st protests of my school last year, I had several people threaten to attack me on camera. I seem to be somehow, according to their definition, a fascist. Luckily for me, things seem to have calmed down, although I am in no way popular with Antifa. That being said, Antifa is not an organization. They do not have a list of members, they do not have monthly meetings. Rather, they are a bunch of groups that happen to get together and arrange protests. Because of this, declaring them a terrorist organization has significant issues. For one, the Patriot Act would allow asset forfeiture to the government for suspected Antifa members. I have a huge problem with this because the Patriot Act also uses guilt by association, although not to the extent of Antifa. Anyone in a leftist group, for example, YDSA, would be subject to being labeled a terrorist whether they knew it was Antifa or not. Another issue is a lot of Antifa members are college-age students who are going to grow out of their communist phase probably around the age of 30. While they deserve justice if they vandalized a building, being labeled a terrorist for spray painting an A with a circle around it seems a little extreme. Now, this is not to say Antifa shouldn't be treated as a terrorist organization by individual citizens and the media. Antifa is responsible for several deaths and protests becoming violent and injuring others. Those that kill or injure should go to prison for the rest of their lives, no doubt. But declaring a non-organization to be terrorist gives the government far too much power to be mitigating the situation and opens the American people up for further issues, such as abuse of power. So no, Antifa should not be labeled as a terrorist organization, but they should be treated as such because they spread fear in communities and kill innocent bystanders to prove an ideological point, similar to what terrorists do. If you guys haven't already, you should check out Kicking Back with Kayla episode 4. Just click that box right up there in the corner and it will load right up for you. Thank you all for watching and be sure to like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell in the corner to see whenever I post a video, if you want to see my lovely face again. Also, if you like our channel and want to guarantee that we can keep doing this, you can go to the link in our description and donate as little as 99 cents a month, and that will help me and all these other wonderful contributors go through college. Thank you all again, and I'll see you next week. My previous video is loaded right here for you, and also check out the latest episode of the Katie and Kayla Show with yours truly.